Representative from the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, Dr. Cedric Lazarus said the program was a huge success because they trained 40 farmers and 11 trainers to ensure that the information can continue to be disseminated. Dr. Lazarus said the region continues to see a very high meat import bill, and it is their hope that this cost can be reduced following the success of the Farmers Field School to train local small ruminant farmers.
We import into the Caribbean in 2012 7 million kilograms of goat and sheep meat, and it's going up. Maybe next year it'll be 10 million kilograms. It's a lot. You know how much we produce? 3 million or less. Think of it this way. For every 10 kilograms of goat and sheep meat that we eat in the Caribbean, 7 kilograms is imported. 3 is produced locally. We can't continue that way. We've got to make a change. Because in the Caribbean, we have resources to grow lamb and goats. They don't have to eat expensive imported grain like chickens or like pigs. They can get by on forages. They can get by on pastures. They can get by with byproduct of industry. If you have a brewery, they can get brewer's grain. They can get by with silage. But it has to be within a context of innovation.
Representative from the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, Dr. Cedric Lazarus. Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture, Dr. Sabuto Cesar, said the development of the small ruminants industry has tremendous potential to aid in national development.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we import in meat products, products valued at $47.6 million. Just about half of it, Sam, is in chicken. But we're speaking now where we have, because I'm looking first within, a local industry that we are to tap into of over $20 million. With a local $20 million industry to tap into, I don't even want to start to look outside as yet. But if we look outside, there's a large market for small animals in Barbados. There's one in St. Lucia. And there is an exorbitant one, a huge one, in Trinidad and Tobago.
Minister of Agriculture, Sabuto Cesar. Chief Agricultural Officer, Les Grant, reminded the graduating farmers that the knowledge which they received during the one-year program should be used to enhance and improve production on their farms.
This important exercise of training using this methodology of the Farmers Field School so that you can have practical knowledge and improvement in the way you conduct your business is of critical importance to your livelihood. This is all about your livelihood. It can have an impact on your income. We now have to look at other opportunities and to see how we can, along in rebuilding the banana industry, how we look for other opportunities. And the livestock industry really gives us a very opportune time and way in which we can improve and build the agricultural sector.
Chief Agricultural Officer, Les Grant. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.